WSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Debbie is the fourth named storm of the hurricane season. Tropical storm now heading for the Gulf Coast of Florida. National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch.
We're expecting it to make landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and we're expecting it to strengthen into a hurricane, some rapid strengthening occurring here tonight before it the center makes landfall.
And they could use a lot of that water that will be hitting Florida in California, but they're not getting it. David Acuna is battalion chief for communications at Cal Fire and says there are currently 16 active very large wildfires and many smaller blazes throughout California.
Are our firefighters tired? Yes, absolutely. They've been actively fighting wildfires since the end of May. And now here we are at the beginning of August, which traditionally is when the old term fire season, this is when fires would pick up. Now we refer to it as the fire year because we can literally have fires anywhere in California between January and December.
Also at srnnews.com, Akish Gagul of Americans for Prosperity tells the Salem Radio Network that Donald Trump wants to push for a tax plan that will protect the American working family.
It raised the standard deduction, it cut individual rates. There were a number of other reforms. Now, you and I will get into what's expiring, what's permanent, what can be done there. But we've heard some overtures from some Republicans that say, oh, we want to raise the corporate tax rate. We want to raise taxes on the wealthy. President Trump is not messing around with that at all. He wants another corporate tax cut.
Mr. Trump headlined a huge rally yesterday in Atlanta, along with running mate J.D. Vance. This is SRN News. A ministry working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program providing contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is the Title X program giving minors access to confidential contraception. Texas judge ruled parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule preventing providers from telling the parents. This is SRN News. It is a surprise stock sale that caught a lot of people off guard. Many, in fact, were simply shocked this past week. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with that story.
Billionaire Warren Buffett slashed Berkshire Hathaway's massive Apple stake in a move that could prove unsettling for the broader stock market, because the investor is so revered and there had been little positive financial news lately. The Apple sale is such a surprise because just 2 years ago, Buffett was calling the stock one of the four giants of his conglomerate's business alongside Berkshire Insurance, utility, and BNSF railroad businesses that it owns outright. That gave investors the impression Buffett might hold on to Apple indefinitely, like he was with Coca-Cola and Amex shares he bought decades ago, although he has trimmed the Apple stake over the past year. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.